It's time to hear from the voice of the Brewers.
Fly ball center field. It's hit well. Grisham back. It is gone! Another Mother's Day miracle for the Brewers.
Jeff Levering is brought to you by Carbless Premium ready-to-drink cocktails. Carbless, less is more. Find Carbless at your local grocer today.
Appreciate a little Huey Lewis in the news to bring me in today. Love that.
Thank you, and I love Huey Lewis in the news, so I'm all about it.
Jeff Levering on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Always enjoy catching up with our guy Jeff Levering on Tuesdays here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Jeff. How are we doing down in St. Louis?
I'm doing fine, thanks. Ready for our double dip today. Playing five games in, I don't know, 80 hours or so. Ready to rock and roll.
Is there a better backdrop in baseball than, I mean, far be it from us to compliment things in St. Louis, but I've been to that ballpark before, and it's just, you have the skyline, the arch in the background. I don't know if there's a better backdrop in baseball.
I would venture to say San Francisco is a little, is pretty awesome because you got the bay, sure, and you got the bridge, and I don't know, just feels like there's a little more going on there. But I really enjoy St. Louis. It is a nice ballpark. I would say there were more Brewers fans than Cardinals fans there last night. That's how it felt for sure. But yeah, it's always nice coming to St. Louis and watching games here.
I'm glad you brought up San Francisco because before we get into the injuries and things that are happening on the field for the Brewers, you're a smart guy, so maybe you can explain this one to me. How does a team like the Milwaukee Brewers, who have the second best record in all of baseball, have the same amount of all-stars as a team like the San Francisco Giants, who are 38-52?
Yeah, it seems like a flawed system, doesn't it?
Again, when I first saw that Luis Arraez made it, I'm like, oh, that's probably their only all-star. Oh, no, Logan Webb got in? When you can make the argument that both Bryce Turang should be in, either Bryce Turang should be in over Arraez or Kyle Harrison needs to be in over Logan Webb. One of the two.
Yeah, I agree with you. The Giants should have one representative. They shouldn't have two. I get that. The Brewers could feasibly have five. I mean, they've had guys, and they could. I mean, you could still have some relievers get added, and that happens. I would be shocked if Aaron Ashby didn't get added, right? I mean, Jake Bowers is deserving of an all-star nod. It just so happens that he's positioned that there are a lot of really good players ahead of him, too. Freddie Freeman and Matt Olson are having great years. But he's having an all-star season. You can't take that away from him. But the Brewers should have more all-stars. They have had guys that have had unbelievable seasons so far. Certainly Bryce Turang deserves to be there as well in Philadelphia as a second baseman. He's doing everything. And I loved it last night. He makes the error. He apologized for making the error in the third inning. It led to two runs scoring against Shane Drouin. And then ends up getting the two run single to end the ball game, which is great. Put the Brewers ahead for good. That's an all-star move. That's an MVP type of move.
So who votes on the reserves? I know the fans vote for the starters. Who's voting for the reserves, though? Is it the players and coaches?
It's players and coaches, yeah.
See, it sounds stupid. The Pro Bowl, that's one thing they do right, is it's a third of the fans, a third of the coaches, and a third of the players to kind of dilute the fans because it's not fair. I think there's more people in New York than there are in Milwaukee, right? So it's just...
I think your math is right, yes.
So it's just another version
BC degree, hard at work, man.
Of baseball not being fair. I just think it's ridiculous. And we have to deal...
You look at a guy like...
We had to deal a little bit with that in Green Bay, Jeff, because when we won the Super Bowl in 96, we only had five, and like Dallas had eight, and San Francisco had... So we kind of get it here. But the fact that they have the second best record in baseball, and they have two... It's a joke. It's a joke.
Yeah, it's silly. It's silly. And then you look at the fan vote and you go, oh, yeah, Ernie Clement's having a really good year with Toronto, but does he deserve to have the most votes in the American League?
No,
it's silly. But hey, credit to the fan base, credit to the country of Canada for getting out there and voting for Canada's team to have a second baseman who starts in the team. Hey, that's how it works.
Yeah.
That's how it works. And I think the nice job, I mean, Turang ended up, what, in third in terms of the fan vote at second base? So, hey, kudos to Brewers fans for showing up and for voting. And we appreciate making part of your day, right? We said, do the Wordle, vote for Turang, vote for all your all-stars. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there will be another time for him just not this year. Yeah. Not yet, at least.
Jeff Levering joins us on the Yuengling guest hotline. My heart just breaks for Brandon Woodruff, but I just don't know if can they count on him for anything, or is anything they get for him for the rest of the season just a pleasant surprise?
I think it's option B at this point, right? I mean, listen, I love watching Brandon Woodruff pitch, and I hope he goes out there and he deals, and it's shorter this time than it was on the last time. They figure out what's going on in that shoulder, and that dead arm goes away. He had 2+ starts,
really good starts
after working his way back and trying to find velocity was there, and he was dealing, right? And those shoulders are tricky. Those are really tricky. You can come back from Tommy John surgery. You've seen TJ Antone come back from 3 Tommy John surgeries. Doctors have figured out the elbow. But when it comes to the shoulder, doctors have not figured that out yet. It's just a very finicky part of your body. And hopefully the Brewers can figure this thing out with Brandon Woodruff. He can figure it out, and he can give the Brewers some innings down the stretch. But I know he wants to prove that he can pitch. He's wanted to prove it all year long. And when he's been healthy and been on the mound, he's been very effective.
Is there any way to do a quick clean out and still have him available this year? Because is it a cyst that's in there that aggravates everything? It's just is the timeline
I mean, I'm
not
a doctor.
Yeah.
I say this line all the time. I'm not a doctor, but I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Yeah.
But that's what they did last time. He had the cyst. They went in there, they drained it, and then they said this is a possibility that it could come back.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, if he goes through the same procedure again, you try and figure out what you might be able to do differently this time than last time, and hopefully it's a shorter turnaround. But you can't go in there and operate on it and expect him to come back. The drainage is the only chance you have at him pitching again this year.
Jeff, do you believe they have to pivot now when it comes to the trade deadline? Or
I'm not sure if they need to pivot. And I mean, they've got guys that are coming back. I mean, you've got Logan Henderson, who's more than likely going to start on Thursday in the finale against the Cardinals. You've got Robert Gasser in the waiting in the wings. If there's somebody out there that makes sense, I think the Brewers are going to go out there and pull the trigger on it. I mean, they have as good a shot as they've ever had to do something special this year. Now is the time to try and go do something to make a difference on this roster.
Well, unfortunately, another injury pops up last night. Doesn't seem as severe, but David Hamilton apparently tweaking a hamstring. How difficult is that to try to make a decision when you have a double header looming? Because if you want to make a move, you've got to get whoever you're bringing up to take his spot to St. Louis. And, well, it's a little bit different if somebody has to get there for a 1 o'clock game versus a 7 o'clock game.
Yeah, you're at the mercy of flight patterns, and hopefully there's a direct flight from Nashville to St. Louis. That would be really nice. Southwest Airlines. As soon as that happens, I mean, it is amazing how quickly you can get a player from point A to point B. It really is. And you think about us, normal people, when we travel and you're sitting there going, there's no flights available. How are there no flights available? There are no seats. And it's $1 million to try and get yourself from point A to point B. But if you got to get a player to your team, you're going to get that player to your team toot sweet. There's no doubt about it. And it's amazing the amount of pieces that get put together to get that player to where they need to be. So if that's the case, if that's the route that they need to take, then you're going to do it.
Jeff, any chance of rain today? I know Miz is hoping so.
Why is Miz hoping so?
Well,
he wants
to pitch in the All-Star game.
Well, I'm just looking outside. There's not a cloud in the sky at the moment. It's gonna be hot and muggy. He's pitching today, right? So if he pitches today, that lines him up for Sunday against the Pittsburgh Pirates. If there's an opportunity, he could get pushed back, right? But
yeah.
I think the Brewers would rather trade him pitching in a regular season game that has playoff implications as opposed to him throwing one inning in a game. He's an All-Star. No one can ever take that away from him. He pitched in it last year. Him not pitching in the All-Star game this year is not going to kill his career. I feel pretty strongly about that.
Is Sunday the last game before?
Yeah.
It is.
And if you pitch in that game, you cannot pitch.
Yeah.
You cannot pitch in the All-Star game.
Yeah. that's smart, really smart. I think every organization says, yeah, I get it. It's an exhibition game, but I don't want my guy pitching on a Sunday, especially starters, just for one inning in an exhibition game on a Tuesday.
So do you think there's a chance that, okay, it lines up, they make that decision. Could Kyle Harrison just be the guy that straight up replaces him? Just go, hey, we'll trade a Brewer for a Brewer?
Certainly. Certainly. I could certainly see that happening. And yeah, hopefully that happens for Kyle's sake. That would be great because he's earned it. He's had one bad start in Las Vegas. And I guess you could say the one in Arizona was not great either, but it wasn't a bad start. He wasn't terrible. He has definitely earned it. He's definitely earned it.
What has Garrett Mitchell figured out?
It's fun to watch, isn't it? It's really fun to watch.
Because every time so quick through the zone, Jeff. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And it stays in the zone a long time, too. He makes these swing decisions that are so lightning fast. And when he puts the barrel of the bat on the baseball, as Rock likes to say, the baseball stays hit. Like, it doesn't. It's not soft contact. I mean, he's averaging, I think I saw the stat yesterday, he's averaging 85 miles an hour of his exit velocity. And while that doesn't seem like it's very much, that is a massive number. Like, because how many balls do you hit off the handle or off the end of the bat? He is barreling basically everything these days. He's having some strikeout issues still. He still draws his walks. But when he's making contact, it's loud contact. And now he's hitting for some power, too. And
there was a hole a month ago at the top of the zone in his swing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've now seen him hit balls 115 miles an hour at the top of the zone that, well, unfortunately, in Arizona hit the top of the wall, but in most other places are flying out of the ballpark.
Yeah, he's making the adjustment, and it's good. And he's laying off that pitch, too, which is a really, really good sign. And like you said, Gabe, his hands are so lightning fast. He can make that decision at the last possible moment, still hit the ball hard.
Jeff, we always appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the rest of the road trip, St. Louis, Pittsburgh, and then, a little bit of off time, a little bit of all-star break for you, bud. You've, long first half. I think you've earned it.
I appreciate you. We'll talk with you soon and go Brewers for the rest of the week.
Yeah, doubleheader for the crew today. Miz going game one. Jeff Levering on the call with Brewers TV today. So, again, exciting time. Have to wait and see. I'm curious to see what they do with the David Hamilton situation. I'm guessing it's Jet Williams, but also I don't know how quickly they can get someone to St. Louis if they can get someone there before the start of the game today. When the game matters, where you play matters even more. At the Wisconsin Country Club, you get a championship-level golf experience right here in Milwaukee with nearly a century of tradition behind it. It's the only country club in the city of Milwaukee. But what also sets it apart, because I love the golf, but it's everything beyond the course. Great pool, tennis, pickleball, fitness, great dining. Programs that your kids during the summer are actually looking forward to. It's not a pieced-together lifestyle. It's all in one place. The club's been hopping this summer. It's been great. We had some fireworks pre-4th of July. Pool's been busy. Golf course, plenty of golf to be played. And I love being out there. I promise you will too. The Wisconsin Country Club, a better way to experience the game and everything around it. Schedule your private tour today and mention Good Karma for exclusive promotions.